The fourth hour, the Alex Jones Show. The tip of the spear at the info war. We're going to be taking your calls all this hour. We're wrapping up the DNC coverage. We've got a great show for you tomorrow, too. Some of the Justin.TV clips that were not played, some of the highlights from this week. Kevin Ryan, Richard Gage, Alan Watt, you name it. You don't want to miss tomorrow's show if you missed any of the programming from earlier in the week. Now, I want to shift gears really quickly back to the Michelle Malkin incident. It is very serious, folks, when you have somebody who is a mainline talk show host. Let me say this again. A mainline talk show host, not only for Fox News on the radio, but also hosting for O'Reilly, one of the biggest fearmongers, liars, scaremongers, hate mongers, just despicable people on the planet at this point, with a large audience, unfortunately. And that just really, really upsets me. But this woman, Malkin, deserved to be confronted. And then the mainstream media ran away with this story that Alex Jones said, kill Michelle Malkin. You know, even Malkin's people, as we played earlier, had to admit that that was indeed false and that those people yelling that were not with Jones. But that doesn't stop the Dallas Morning News, one of the biggest publications around, from saying that, you know, Jones called for her death. So now we need you, the listeners, to respectfully call them up and demand a retraction on page one. And the numbers to call for that, if you want to talk to the CEO, is 214-977-6685. That is 214-977-6685. Or the main editor is 214-977-6828. That's 214-977-6828. And then if you want to get at the managing editor, that is 214-977-8341. If you missed any of that, folks, you go to Infowars.com now. It is the main story. And we need your support. We need your help because you know what? These people like to lie. They like to make things up. But just for all the doubters out there, the haters, I'm going to play the Pajamas media clip one more time. One more time where they have to admit, yes, they were not with Alex Jones and he was not calling for her death. However, they still try to say it was a violent encounter. He was trying to incite a riot. No one was trying to incite a riot. Nobody used violence. The most violent comments were made by these provocateurs, and again, they were not with Alex Jones.
He didn't particularly seem to like it that somebody was in the way, and he did his best to incite more trouble. Now, it's not absolutely clear to me if the guy that was yelling, kill Michelle Malkin, was one of his people or not. It seems plausible it wasn't.
I can speak to that, actually.
Andrew Marcus, go ahead.
We've looked at every angle of this that we can find from anybody else that's posted their footage, and we've looked at our own. And, you know, these guys are yelling things pretty much as rabble-rousers. They were, you know, one minute they're shooting, they're yelling, you know, kill Michelle, and the next minute they're yelling Alex Jones is a corporate stooge. So...
Yeah.
And definitely not to excuse them yelling, you know, kill Michelle.
Yeah.
That's a terribly violent thing to yell, even if you're joking. But I got the sense that they were not there with him specifically.
Okay, well, I'm fine with that. But, you know,
I'm going to continue to, go after Jones. And I'm going to continue to say that he tried to incite violence and, I'm going to continue to propagate lies on my pajamas website saying that the surge worked.
You think I'm kidding, right? Everybody knows that the surge didn't work. They just want more troops there. But these phony neocons will say anything to cow down to their globalist masters. They love being lied to. They love being part of what they think is the system that's there for them. It ain't for you, brother. They ain't going to keep you around. You ain't the new media. You're just like a husk of the old media. We'll be back taking your phone calls after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SOLAYSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. If you want to go check out my stuff, I blog a little bit over at loosechange911.com. I actually posted a little bit of my radio performance this week over there. And there's also some great archive DNC stuff. But if you want to see the live DNC stuff, Alex Jones on command, on demand as well, I guess, because you can watch the live stream or you can get the archive stuff. It's over at Infowars.com right now for free. You know, we love to put out everything we do for free. We want this information to get out. We want as many people as possible to see our films, hear our message, and spread that word. And that's what we're asking the listeners to do today is spread the word of truth and put these guys on the spot. You know, call the Dallas Morning News and let them know it is not okay to libel Alex Jones and say that he called for somebody's murder. Okay? It's not cool. And they should be held to the highest standards of journalism, which obviously the mainstream media, so they're not. But they should have a retraction on the front page, an apology on the front page, and the guy should lose his job. It's that simple. Could be dealt with easily. But, you know, the guy will probably keep his job. And they'll probably test Alex's patience. I doubt they'll even print a retraction. They're going to end up getting sued into the ground. But maybe the listeners here can forego that by calling up the Dallas Morning News. All right. I promised I'd take your calls, and I intend to do so. Let's jump to Judith in Arizona. Judith, what's on your mind?
Hi, Jason. I am a PhD in political science, and I listened to you hosting the show in June and to your warnings about possible false flags given the urban warfare drills that entire week. I wrote an article about this that was picked up by Jonathan and then made it to your website. And I just today published part two, and it argues, along with you and Alex, that the DNC is being used to condition us to martial law and to train security forces in implementing martial law.
Yeah, I think it's more of a drill, not so much for the people, but for the officers themselves. They've been pretty well tempered over there, but at the same time, they're given gear and powers that they're usually not given, such as the canister mace, which has been used, and the rubber bullets they're not often used. But yeah, they're definitely conditioning us to accept these black uniforms.
Right. Well, I wanted to give you the link for the new article. Both of my articles credit your work, and I'm doing a third article on the false flag truce movement in general, and I'm going to be drawing on your new film and Alex's Truth Rising.
Excellent.
So can I just give you the link for the current one?
Throw them out there, sure.
Okay. Well, the easiest is to just Google false flags for Denver DNC, and that'll give you part one and part two. Or you can just go false flags for Denver DNC part two, and that links back to part one when you get to the article. Do you want the actual long-winded link, or is that enough?
That's okay, but we get it. And I want to get your opinion, you know, outside of the police state and getting us ready for martial law and all that. What do you think of the quote-unquote protesters dressing up like clowns and magicians to levitate the mint?
I think that the entire country has been so dumbed down that the only way to get anybody's attention is to just act stupid, frankly. Other than that, I don't know any deep, seated symbolism in any of it, but I am.
Well, I think it's just there to, you know, make us look like fools and any dissenter to look like a fool. And unfortunately, that is how you get media coverage, is to dress up like a clown and say you're going to do the impossible when you know damn well you won't. I thank you for the call, Judith. Let us jump to Darren in Florida. Darren, what's on your mind?
Hey, man, I was just talking with the Dallas Morning News,
They
pointed me to the blog, And so I went there, and they pulled it down said, you know, due to some inaccuracy, yada, yada, yada.
So now they're posting that on the website. They finally are retracting it there on the website, but
they haven't offered an apology of any kind, and so they haven't retracted it. They just... All they said was due to an inaccuracy. They were not specific. Mm-hmm. So that, to me, that's not a full retraction.
No, absolutely not. It doesn't even say which part of the article isn't correct. They just pulled the article. But the thing is that we have it archived and we know. So, you know, people keep calling the Dallas Morning News, tell them that that's not enough. I wonder, did they put this in print? Did it hit the actual print version of the Dallas Morning News? Does anybody know?
I spoke to them and they said that it did not make the print, and that it was only on the blog. And it was on the blog because of some guy by the name of Mike Hashimoto.
Interesting.
And he's from Pasadena, California. And if you Google his name, you can get his phone number. And I'm going to call him in a few minutes as well.
That's the true info warrior right there. You know, finding the information out, getting the phone numbers, and then actually taking action. I thank you for the call, Darren. See if we all act like Darren here, and we all pick up the phone, or we all hit the streets, we can make a dent. We can push the New World Order system back a little bit. We might even be able to restore the Constitution and the Bill of Rights in this country. Can you imagine? Freedom of speech again? No more free speech zones? No, that could never happen. Making it illegal to wiretap American citizens? No, that's not going to happen. Maybe we can push back the fact that they just introduced a new bill where law enforcement and the alphabet agencies are going to conduct investigations with Homeland Security on innocent Americans. And they're going to do dry interviews, test interviews with your neighbors, your friends, your family. And they're not going to represent themselves as government agencies or federal workers. They're just going to go up and start shooting the breeze and see what they can get out of somebody. And then you're going to be in a database. Isn't that lovely? Isn't that great? It's seriously so much like a Stasi force or a Gestapo in a new era, in an era where we literally have the technology to broadcast live from Denver, you know, free of charge through Justin TV. That's just me, the commoner. You know, we're able to do that. Can you imagine the technology which is at the tips of the fingers of the elitists in this world, of the shadow government, of these special programs out in, you know, Nevada and other parts of the desert? I'm not talking UFOs and aliens, folks. I'm talking the real deal. We got a Hadron Collider warming up to shoot. We got sound weapons. We got chips for human beings. I mean, God, It's so hard to articulate how far we've come. You know, I remember when it was cool when I was a kid that I could play a video game on a wristwatch with an LCD monitor and, like, the crappiest graphics you've ever seen. Now, I can pick up my phone and I can play just about any video game from Super Nintendo, Genesis, all the 16-bit systems and lower on my phone. Color, awesome graphics, doing whatever. And that's a minute point. You know, I've got a gigabyte in my phone that is the size of my pinky nail. That's how big that gigabyte is. Size of my pinky nail. And I can put hours and hours of video on that. I have both Loose Changes on there. I have my Barry Jennings interview on there. I have World Trade Center 7 falling on there. And that doesn't even come close to filling up the gigabyte of space. So we are in such a period of immense technology that these kind of spy forces, these kind of actions, are only going to create a hellish police state here at home. One the likes we have never seen before. All right, let's go to John in Singapore. John, are you with us? John, are you still there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Absolutely, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, Jason, what's up? I've been studying the whole, all the videos on the Michelle Malkin and Alex thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's, you know, like when you have Alex, I kind of disagree here, or not disagree, but I just, it's kind of, I just want to make a constructive criticism. It's kind of, maybe you can talk to Alex. It kind of doesn't seem like it's, he kind of goes off sometimes and exaggerates things and then makes our side kind of look discredited if he's not exactly accurate and saying things exactly the way they are and being very careful and maybe kind of doing the things that they're doing.
Well, what do you think the exaggeration is? Well, what do you think one of the exaggerations is? I'm going to give you the floor. Go ahead.
Okay. From the videos, it's clear that one geek in the green shirt with the Joker hat on.
Yep.
There was three of those frat boy types, and the worst one was the guy in the green shirt. Mm-hmm. He's the one that was saying kill Malkin.
And he's with the guy with the Obama beret, right?
The Obama beret is one of the other guys with him, and there's one other guy in sort of a camper hat kind of a thing. Three guys. And, like, Alex is on – it's not clear that they were with Malkin.
Okay.
You know, it's clear that they were provocateurs and that they were acting like they were buddies with Alex. And it's clear that they weren't with him. They were acting like they were buddies with him. And then a minute later, they're saying – the guy in the green goes, Alex Jones, a capitalist stooge, when you're standing right behind him. Like, those guys were just stupid.
No, I agree.
But it's not clear that they were with Alex.
I'll say this.
And Alex is going out –
Well, you're saying it's not clear that they were with Malkin. Now, I have not seen this
not
other.
Clear.
I know I have not seen this other video, but they're saying that Malkin got into a confrontation around War Churchill the day before, and these same guys are on video with her. I don't know if that's the facts, and I encourage people to look into it. Do I know that they were with Malkin? I don't know that they were with Malkin. I'm sticking to what I can prove. I do know that they weren't with Jones.
Alex is making a big thing going, it's so intense, you know, this is huge. They're
I think it is huge to an extent, and I thank you for the call, in that, you know, the mainstream press is picking up on the fact that they're saying that Alex called for her death. Now, I don't know if these guys were with Malkin's crew or not. I don't know if they knew these other bloggers. I wasn't on the scene until I watched, you know, every video five times, and I see this other altercation video. I'm not going to make a decision, but I do know that Alex does know how to get attention. I do know that Alex does know how to get media coverage. And, you know, I love Alex Jones. You know, I think that he's 95% accurate. No one's going to be perfect. So, you know, the mainstream media coverage that's come out of this has only pointed more people towards InfoWars and Prison Planet, and I commend Jones on that. We're still taking your calls. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in, InfoWars.com.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director on the 18th, made a statement. that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine if I'd come to you a couple of years ago and said to you, hey, gasoline prices are going to jump to $5 a gallon, and I know a way that we can store several hundred gallons for you, a year or two's supply of gasoline, buy it today at $2 a gallon, and when it goes to $5 a gallon, you'll be way ahead of the game. And you probably at the time would have said to me, you're nuts, get away, you're crazy, lunatic, go bye-bye, and okay, fine. Now I'm telling you, what's happened to gasoline is happening to food. Your grocery bill's going to skyrocket. And you can put bulk foods away at less than half the price of your regular grocery bill. And by tomorrow's standards, that could be at less than 1/4 of the price, or 1/8 of the price, or 1/16 of the price. Hello, do you have an investor's brain or not? Pay attention. Storable foods, bulk foods, from the J. Michael Stevens Company. EFoodsDirect.com. Go there now, EFoodsDirect.com. Get a year or two's worth of bulk foods while they still are available, and they won't be much longer. Or call them at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento la vida me llevó. Y me hizo volar en el cielo infinito.
All right, it's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Berman, sitting in for Alex all week. Remember, tomorrow is a big wrap-up of the DNC's events. We're going to be playing some of the stuff that didn't air that was on Justin.TV. My interview with Kevin Ryan, Richard Gage, Alan Watt, and more. If you missed anything from this week, you're going to want to tune in tomorrow. And like I said, we're going to keep taking your calls. I understand there are going to be those of you that are critical of Alex Jones, and I'm not saying not to be critical of those within the Patriot movement myself, you know, Alex, but we are all human beings, and we're not going to get everything 100% right, and none of us are perfect. But I do think that Alex has handled the situation in Denver eloquently. I think that he has done so in order to bring more people into the info war. And I understand that some people don't like the confrontation approach. Some people don't like the getting in other people's faces approach. That's fine. Go do it yourself then. Go do it your way. No one's stopping you. No one's stopping you from getting in your car right now, grabbing your camcorder, and asking someone a tough question in your own words, in your own manner. I have a slightly different style than Jones. That's fine. I love Jones's style. I fell in love with Jones all over again when I watched that first Michelle Malkin confrontation for the first time. I couldn't, even my buddies got a hold of me. They loved it too. Because they know what a monster, what a little demon pig Michelle Malkin is. She deserves, you know, no sympathy. I'm not going to give her any, and I hope you don't either out there. It's just my opinion. All right, let's jump to Frank in New York. What's on your mind, Frank? You with us, Frank?
It's very sad that honest protest and political dissent at the national political conventions forces those that engage in discourse to be placed in sort of the, behind the fence, in the quote-unquote free speech zones that are really very isolated from everything. But I think it's very sad that Alex was slandered, and he has every legal right to seek remedy, to adjudicate that, and he may have to do that. But what I wanted to mention is that I was kind of surprised watching Bill Clinton's support for Obama and Hillary's piece, but I wanted to let you know that in Pakistan on Monday, the story with the birth certificate of Obama from Kenya was reproduced in the paper, and today the Washington Times has an article regarding the Philip Berg's lawsuit about Obama's eligibility for office. And what do you think about the fact that Hillary, in a sense, will probably run again, and this will actually show when it comes out that, sadly, Obama was not born in this country, therefore he's ineligible to be president? Doesn't this say something to the world? Because everyone seems to be aware of this except the Democrats, and, they're carrying on as if nothing is out
of
the ordinary.
Let me handle this one. Let's say it's true, and I do believe it's true. I'm not 100% because I don't have the documents. I wasn't there when Obama was born, but the Associated Press is reporting that the documents are real. Like you said, it's hitting Washington Times. It's hitting Pakistani international newspapers. And wouldn't it be a thing if this doesn't come out, at least in this media, until the second year of his presidency or the third year of his presidency? It doesn't hit mainline. And then all of a sudden you have somebody who was born outside of this country who is the president of the United States. Now, they'll probably sit there and go, well, geez, what are we going to do about this? We can't really impeach him. Let's amend the Constitution. Boy, it sure gives Arnie an in, doesn't it? It gives any foreigner an in. They'll say, well, look what a great job this guy's doing. You know, he's our president. He's not from this country. Let's amend the Constitution. And a lot of people, if he's as slick as Clinton, if the economy starts to go up, if he's a smooth talker, and we know he is, he's a charismatic guy, they may support that. And it may happen in this country. And he may pave the way for someone like Arnold to become supreme dictator in this country. That's just my personal take on it. I don't see it becoming an issue until after he's already elected and in office. I thank you for the call, Frank. Let's jump to Mike in Texas. Mike, what's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, Jason? I just want to make a quick comment on what I watched yesterday during the convention.
All right, hold it right there, and we'll give you your soapbox when we get back. We're going to be taking your calls the rest of the hour. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes. Remember, Fabled Enemies, entering the info war, August 31st, only at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Today, unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th.
But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his MO.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
All right, folks, back in action. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis, setting in for Alex Jones, and we're taking your calls in this final half hour, this DNC wrap-up. Remember, live footage from the DNC being streamed at Infowars.com by Alex Jones, and later today we're going to have that Tom Morello interview up, and remember he talked to Sean Penn last night, and the new NW, Josh Brolin. I actually do really like Josh Brolin as an actor. Like I said, he's in Goonies, too. Big fan of Goonies. Maybe it wasn't Stand By Me. Maybe it was just Goonies. He's the older brother in Goonies. All right, let's go to Mike in Texas for a comment. What's up, Mike?
Yeah, well, yesterday I was watching this convention. I think it was on CNN. And, you know, it just made me so sick to see all these people, you know, praising Obama and Biden. And, just, you know, people don't even bother to research, you know, the background of Biden or anyone, and it's just, you know, I guess just because, oh, Obama picked him, you know, it's okay. And, yeah. I mean, the only thing that made it better for me was when Kucinich went up there and talked, you know. I had to imagine that.
Oh, did Kucinich speak at the DNC? I missed that.
Yeah, he spoke, you know, it was pretty cool. But
what do you have to say?
I kind of forgot, you know, I don't really remember, but he said, you know, just showing his support for Obama, which I don't really get. But because, you know, he's, you know, again, he's like the only true, one of the true men in Congress there, him and Ron Paul.
But, yeah, he is really one of the only guys in Congress. I wish that he had not supported Obama. I would have much rather seen him at the Ron Paul convention. That would have been a lot nicer.
Definitely.
But then again, he's a fan of Ron Paul. You know, he said that he likes his work and, you know, at one time would have considered being his running mate. So continue.
Yeah. And then, yeah, well, you know, just wanted to say that. And, Can't wait for that Tom Morello interview.
Yeah, I'm excited too.
And I just want you to, man, just pray with me that we get to see a new Rage album in the future, man. Just hoping that comes out.
All right, man. I thank you for the call, Mike. Let's jump to the next caller. Let's go to Jeremy in Montana. Jeremy, what's on your mind?
How's it going, Jason?
Good, man.
Hey, sorry to hear about the Alex Jones thing, but it sure is funny when Michael Reagan comes out and calls for all of our deaths, you know, and then...
then it's hilarious. Then it's okay.
Hundreds of thousands of people. Nothing gets printed or put on the internet about that except by us, but as soon as... But they make stuff up about us all the time, and it's ridiculous.
Well, he's also for taking Muslim babies and shoving grenades in their bottom so they explode and die. I mean, that's the kind of sicko that Mike Reagan is.
Right. I had one more quick comment about Michelle, you know, her saying that for the first time in her life she's proud of this country. I guess she doesn't do much history. I guess she's not proud that the slaves got freed. That's a long time ago, you know.
I hear you, man.
I go through history and count lots of things I'm proud of my country for, but for the first time, maybe they should still be slaves. I don't know. They're not proud. She's not proud of it.
Are you talking about Malcolm?
No.
Who was that you were saying?
Michelle Obama.
Oh, Michelle Obama. Well, I didn't see her speech, but she's a CFR student. She's a total globalist. I mean, she doesn't honestly. I mean, a lot of these political relationships, too, are just that. They're just political relationships. These people aren't married because they love each other. They're married for an image, you know. I mean, you look at John Edwards, and he had another chick on the side and probably has a love child. These things never work out. Look at right now, Bill and Hillary Clinton, that's a business relationship. There's no love left in that, you know, except for maybe that of a brother and a sister type thing. I mean, come on. Vanity Fair is reporting that Bill Clinton is
a brother and sister.
Yeah, well, I mean. But they have more of that affection towards each other, I think, than they would say.
I think I met you several years ago, Jason, at the Black Cat.
Where's that?
In Austin on 6th Street.
No, this is my first time out in Austin, man. I've only been here since April, and I drive back to New York today. I thank you for the call. We're going to jump over to Kyle in Iowa. Kyle, what's on your mind?
How's it going, Jason?
Good, man.
I was listening earlier, and you had commented about how people will say, well, I can't make a difference. Well, I really beg to differ. You know, I'm a massage therapist, and I always have DVDs on hand with me. So, you know, I'm always giving them out to clients. I maybe lost some, but I gained some loyal clients by doing it. It doesn't really matter to me any. But the thing is that out of all the people I've given DVDs to, I've come to find out, you know, after the fact later on that some of those people have taken those DVDs I gave them, made copies themselves, and they've been handing them out.
Exactly.
It's like you just gotta knock down the first domino.
Yeah. It's antibodies fighting the virus is what it is.
Yeah, right. And also, too, you're talking about how, you know, how it's actually really low tech if you want to start making your own documentary films and things like that. I've made a couple myself. I just made one. I called it. It's on Google Video. It's called 9/11. They lied. I actually sent Alex all the ones I've made myself. And
name a couple other ones you've done, because you know, we need YouTube warriors like yourself, man. All of us putting these films out, they reach different people, and you know, there's different flavors for different folks. Some things affect others differently, and like you said, some of the people taking DVDs from you are making copies and giving out DVDs. So what are some of the other videos you put out?
Media propaganda in the 2008 election. Mm-hmm. I think that's a really important one for people to watch, just to understand how we're being manipulated. Fiat currency fools gold. I actually added it in. If you want to protect yourself, go to MidasResources.com, da 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 da. So that was a little love shout out to GCN Network. Illuminati, the New World Order, and the occult. Those are all the. Is there another one I made? No, those are it. I'm trying to think. But
hold on. Let me stop you for a second. You're a guy that probably works 40, 60 hours a week, and you still find time, and you sound like a family guy. I don't know if you've got a family, but you still find time to make these videos and put them on YouTube, yes?
Yeah, well, you see, yeah. Here's the thing. I also want to point this out really quick, too. I do got a pretty full plate, but I do spend a lot of time researching as well. Now, one thing, it's really easy to do, and I just want to throw this out here for people. If you have Windows Vista and Real Player, Mm-hmm. You can download videos off of YouTube, Google Video, or whatever for free, as long as they're allowed to be downloaded. Mm-hmm. And then you can go to download.com and get, it's a program called WM Converter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Right. And then you convert the FLV files to AVI, and then you can actually, I use Nero, the ultimate or super deluxe version.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the three tools I have.
And you don't even need those. I mean, if you get a computer, a laptop, like I got an Acer, it comes with NTI burner, that's fine. And download.com has just a bunch of free software for video conversion.
Yeah. I actually started a We Are Change Iowa chapter, too. So I'm kind of I Am Change right now because I'm the only one in it. But, you know, whatever. That's okay.
Hey, it'll
that's
be We Are Change soon, man. I can tell from your motivation that you're going to get other people. I thank you for the call. See, that is a true info warrior, somebody who's got a career and still understands that this is life and death. That he can make a difference, not only by copying my movies and handing them out, but by making his own. God bless him. All right, let's jump to Monty in Texas. Monty, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason.
What's on your mind, Monty?
Jason, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Hey, listen, I just wanted to give you a little more info about this Mark Davis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's also the morning guy on WBAP.
Is he?
And that very first phone number that Alex gave out earlier, that 214-787-1820.
Yes.
That's the call-in line into that radio show. That's probably why it's so busy, because, you know, he's fairly popular in Dallas.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I gave out those alternate numbers so people could call up the newspapers and actually, you know, again, be polite. Apparently they've pulled it from their blog. I don't know whether they put it in the print or not. They're denying they put it into print. But if they put it into print, I hope that one of the listeners out there takes it, scans it, and sends it over to tips@infowars.com or aaron@infowars.com so we can get a hard article up there and prove beyond a reasonable doubt that these people are slandering Alex Jones. I thank you for the call, Monty. Let's jump to James in Oregon. James, what's on your mind?
Yo, calling from the home of the latest DOD PSYOP terror drills in Portland, Oregon.
My boy actually called me the other night and told me all about them, but why don't you go over for it?
So did you not cover these yesterday?
No, I didn't cover them on the show. I actually late night phone call with my friend who lives out in Portland, Oregon, and he was telling me how there was just crazy amount of military drills going on. He was asking me if I knew about them, and I was like, no, what can you tell me about them? He was like, well, they look like domestic takeover drills, but fill me in, man.
That's, I think, pretty much what they are. So, fortunately, I've been posting everything I can find on my site, MediaMonarchy.com. Mm-hmm. And fortunately, Mike Rivero and also Prison Planet and Ron Paul War Room and Portland Indie Media and even, unfortunately, sites like Stormfront have picked up my story. So it's helping to go viral. But it's basically black helicopters over Portland for DOD terror drills. And it's always, you know, given to you in the way of, oh, don't worry.
And I heard the black
real attack.
I heard the black helicopters were everywhere, man. I heard it was just, like, ridiculous. And my friend was just like, I couldn't even believe it. And he's like, you've been showing me this stuff for so long, I just wasn't even prepared to see it up close, but he did. Continue.
And that, I was kind of in the same spot. I worked the night shift, so I slept through it. Mm-hmm. But later that evening, I had people coming up to me saying, so tell me about the drills. And I had no idea. Mm-hmm. But, of course, I talked to people about it enough to where they've now been keyed in on it. Portland is also the home of an unfortunate amount of terror drills, from the top-off drills to Vigilant Shield last year.
Mm-hmm.
I think it puts a lot of us kind of on edge because, exactly, what are you training for?
And it's a beautiful area to live in, by the way. I visited there a couple summers ago, hung out with my cousin and my friend I'm talking about now. And, you know, I walked through downtown Portland. It's a gorgeous area. It's a really nice place. People seem pretty open-minded. We sold out our theater showing of about 500 people. I mean, there seem to be a lot of well-meaning, intelligent people there. So it really is no wonder for me that they would drill up there, number one, because they might have some resistance, and number two, because it's a little more low-key than, say, a New York or California drill.
Exactly. And it is referred to by Poppy Bush as Little Beirut, from the greetings that the Bush crime family got here many, many years ago. But basically, there are, you know, cats out here like me and like Alex Ansary, who actually has an article up on this
as well.
I love his radio show, by the way. I've been on it a couple times. He's a really good guy.
Absolutely, absolutely. And actually, his television show is on tonight, so he'll probably be going over these. So we saw it in Denver a few weeks ago, and now we see it in Portland here. So,
and we're going to continue to see
take over our cities.
Yeah, I'm with you. Thank you so much for the call.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah, you got it, man. Yeah, man, they are. It's real. Okay, they were doing this before 9/11. Check out Alex Jones's police state movies. They're going to tell you it's for terrorism after the fact, but this is for domestic takeover. This is knock and talk. You got any guns? You got any weapons? This is martial law in our country. People in black uniforms are not your friends, folks. Unmarked helicopters ain't your friends. And when, you know, I'm so sick of hearing these mainline people go, that's black helicopter stuff. Well, you might as well be admitting to it right there, because there's so many black helicopters on tape and on video and in photographs, it can't be denied any longer. I mean, the coverage we did on the DNC drills that happened 2-3 months ago was incredible. Straight up showing you these black helicopters going from rooftop to rooftop with special forces in them, throwing out American flags with little orange flare things and propaganda pamphlets. And that's in our own country. That's not in, we're not taking over Afghanistan. No, they're taking over Denver. Craziness. All right, let's jump to Michael in Texas. Michael, what's on your mind?
Hey, just Jason, just wanted to let you know that I called Mark Davis's radio station, WBAP in Fort Worth, and let them know about what he did and everything. Y'all can call the operations manager over there, Tyler Cox, at 817-695-0861.
Give that number out again.
817-695-0861. And when you call that number, he's out of he's out of office till the 2nd of September, but get the operator, just punch in 0, get the operator, and you talk to David Allen. He's filling in for him as the operations manager. Also, Mark Davis's email address is mdavis@wbap.com.
All right, now, what was the response? Did anybody actually address the situation or what?
He was totally unaware of what Mark Davis had done. I had told him, I said, well, you better get ready for a firestorm, because Alex Jones has said that if he doesn't get a retraction, because Michelle Malkin's already admitted that Alex didn't say, you know, to kill her, and that the other provocateurs were not with Alex Jones. And I said, you better get ready for a firestorm, that Mark Davis doesn't retract it, and the Dallas Morning News doesn't retract their statements, then Alex Jones will probably sue. And I said, you better check into this, because obviously Mark Davis didn't look at any of the videotape before he shot his mouth off.
That's right. He absolutely didn't. I thank you for the call, Michael, and I thank you for calling them up and letting them know that we're not just going to lie down. We're not just going to take it. We're not going to let you slander Alex Jones. Alex is not going to let you slander Alex Jones. And you're not going to start saying that we're violent. You're not going to start saying that we're trying to incite riots. You're not going to start saying that we're calling for people's deaths, because we're not. Okay? We want a fair trial for a lot of these people. Let's get the facts and have trials for people like Dick Cheney, for propagandists like Bill O'Reilly, and especially Michelle Malkin. She knows what she's doing, okay? She probably wasn't bought until after the fact of 9/11. She wrote that one decent article about 6 months after questioning the attacks. Some of the stuff that she questions in there I report on in Fabled Enemies, but totally lost, total pig demon, total neocon liar. And really, the propaganda over at the blogs that she supports is just, it's vomitous, to say the least. It's totally and completely disgusting. It unnerves me to even think about it. All right, let's jump to Jim in New York. Jim, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Jason. First, I want to say I try to call a Dallas Morning News, and I got the switchboard operator, and I went through all the numbers on the article on the site, mm-hmm. on your site. And I got all, you know, mailboxes that were full, all this stuff. So I don't know what anybody else is getting. So it must be a lot of people calling in, or
they've probably
whatever.
Taken the phones off the hook by this point.
They're probably. But what I wanted to say is that I want to commend you. You know, you're a young guy, and I've been at this for 32 years. And you seem, I'm amazed at the way, and I'm, you know, I'm not blowing your horn for you, but I'm amazed at the way you got your hands around this thing, you know. And it took me, I remember the first book I read was Sutton's Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, and it got me very angry when I read it. And I say this because when I talked to people, I was in Manhattan today, and I have some medical issues. And I was talking to a nurse there, and I started to become impatient, you know, because she wouldn't, you know, the, what is the obvious to me today wasn't so obvious to her. She's receptive, but not all the way, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's, sometimes it takes such a long time. It's an evolution, as I look back at my own life with this thing, just how evil these people are. A couple of callers ago, the guy said, one of the fellows said that he was surprised, something to the effect that, to paraphrase it, that he was surprised that they would do this to Alex, you know. Mm-hmm. And I said to myself, you know, he mustn't be doing this too long because nothing surprises me with these people.
Yeah, I mean, they literally had Gary Talis out there to protest Laura Bush, and he gets beat up by some guy, and they actually charge him with attacking a crippled girl in a wheelchair with cerebral palsy. I don't put anything past these people. I thank you for the call, Jim. We'll be back in the final segment. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.net.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under 20 bucks, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. M-A-I-N-E Military.com with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2.99 a piece, or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2, or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon hose for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are back, folks. And I just want to thank everybody for making my trip out to Austin a very successful one. I hope you get Fabled Enemies to support me further. And I want to thank Alex Jones for giving me this opportunity to host. I really enjoy it. I enjoy talking to all you people. I love what Alex does. I only want to see this operation expand. I wish him the best of luck. I want to see this TV network get off the ground. And I want to challenge these mainstream media moguls, these bastards of lies and disinformation and hate for you and I. That's what they have. They have disdain and hate, and they look at us as a subspecies. I know I got in trouble for using sheeple and chattel the other day, but that's how they look at us, man. Like we're sheeple. Like we deserve what we get. Bah! Eat a trough. All right, I'm going to take a couple last callers before I bid you farewell and head to New York. Let's go to Chris in Detroit. Chris, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing, man? It's a real honor to speak to you right now. And I just wanted to read something real quick for everybody. This is from a 1990 Encyclopedia Dictionary. This is ground zero, the definition. It says, the exact point where a bomb strikes the ground or in a nuclear explosion.
Mm-hmm.
The area directly above or below the center of radiation. Ground zero is considered as the area of greatest destruction.
Okay.
And when I first read that out my dictionary, I couldn't believe it. I got these dictionaries when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like a smoking gun to me.
What, you feel like that's a parallel to the World Trade Center and why they called that ground zero?
Yes, exactly. And that makes me want to know, like, who exactly came up with the term ground zero? Because if I had this in my dictionary that was 11 years before 9/11, I mean, somebody knows something
about
this.
Well, let me hitch you up with something a little bit even maybe more deeper and esoteric. You know that the Rockefellers put those up, right?
Okay.
Well, do you know about the Masonic rituals of building up towers and then bringing them down?
No, I really don't. No, I don't know much about that.
Listen, just check out the Masonic rituals, and you think your mind is blown by the ground zero thing. I don't like to get into the stuff because I stick to what I can prove, but it is a ceremonious thing.
This is right out my dictionary.
Yeah, I hear you, man, but, you know, they'll just say, well, that's why we used it, because it is the center of impact and disaster. But, yo, check out the rituals, man. Check out the stone laying. Check out the dates. You know that the Pentagon was a September 11th thing back in, I think it was 41. It was either 41 or 46. I'm not sure. All right, thanks for the call, Chris. Our last caller, my last caller, Zach in Illinois. Go ahead. You're on it. You're on, Zach. No, we drop him? Of course. All right, we dropped him. That's all right, folks. Gives me a two-minute spiel here. Look. As I leave you, I want everybody out there to realize that you are powerful, that you can become the change you want to see in the world. I've seen it happen all over. Luke Radowski is one of my heroes. He's down at the DNC right now, creating change. He's going to be at New York with myself and hopefully Alex Jones on September 10th when we show Fabled Enemies and Truth Rising the night before 9/11. We're going to be down at Ground Zero on 9/11, handing out DVDs, telling people the truth. You go to wearechange.org and check out the 2008 Now or Never banner and hopefully get tickets and join us for this historic event. It's up to us. We have to be the will of the people. We cannot depend on others. You want to restore the Constitution and Bill of Rights? Well, get to it. No one's stopping you. So once again, folks, the refeed begins in about 30 seconds over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber and you'll have Fabled Enemies August 31st to burn to disc. Thank you so much. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today. A day.